Young people ask, What will I need to do after baptism? Part 1. Keep up your activity. Valuable possessions, such as a home or a car, need to be well maintained. The same is true of your friendship with God. How will you maintain that friendship after your baptism? Keep studying God's Word. Key Scripture. Go on bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the accurate knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. What it means. After baptism, you'll need to keep reading the Bible and meditating on what you learn. What to expect. At times, you won't feel motivated. You might conclude that you're just not the studying type. What you can do. Dig deeper into Bible subjects that interest you. Develop your own personal study program, one that does not become a burden. Your goal is to grow in love for Jehovah and for His Word. That kind of study is both beneficial and enjoyable. Tip: To get the most out of your study, try to find a quiet place free of distractions. What your peers say. A Christian sister gave me good advice. Start by reading just 5 Bible verses each day. That helped me so much. I was able to take bite-sized pieces and then gradually add more verses to my reading program. Anika, need more help? Read, How Can the Bible Help Me? Part 2, Make Bible Reading Enjoyable. How can I learn to focus? Watch What Your Peers Say, Bible Reading. Download Bible Reading Plans. Keep praying to Jehovah. Key Scripture. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. What it means. Communication with God is two-way. You listen to Him when you read His Word. You talk to Him when you pray. Note that your prayers can include requests for your needs and thanksgiving for the blessings you have received. What to expect? At times, your prayers could start to feel mechanical. You might even begin to doubt that Jehovah is really listening or that He wants to hear from you. What you can do? Throughout the day, think of things you can pray about. If your circumstances don't allow you to pray at length right away, make a mental note to pray about the matter later in the day. Besides your own concerns, think about the needs of others. Tip: If your prayers ever seem mechanical, pray to Jehovah about that. He wants to hear about all your concerns, including those involving your prayers. What your peers say. Jehovah knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why it's important to pray before we make a decision instead of asking Jehovah simply to bless a decision we've already made. When I pray, I have peace of mind, knowing that I'm relying on God rather than on myself. Bianca, need more help? Read, Why should I pray? Download, How to improve your prayers. Keep sharing your beliefs. Key Scripture. Pay constant attention to yourself and to your teaching. By doing this, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. 1 Timothy 4:16. What it means. When you share your beliefs with others, you strengthen your faith too. As a result, you may save the lives of those who listen to you, as well as your own life. What to expect. At times, you may not feel motivated to share your beliefs. You might even be fearful about doing so, especially at school. What you can do. Resolve not to let negative feelings, such as fear, govern your decisions. The Apostle Paul wrote, Even if I declare the good news against my will, I still have a stewardship entrusted to me. 1 Corinthians 9:16 and 17. Tip. With your parents' permission, find someone who can be your mentor, a fellow believer who is a good example in the ministry. What your peers say. To give me more confidence in sharing my faith, I made an effort to prepare better. When I found someone who was interested in my beliefs, I did my best to follow up as soon as possible. I also learned much from those who set a good example in the ministry. Natalia. Need more help? Read, Why am I afraid to share my faith? Keep attending Christian meetings. Key scripture. Let us consider one another so as to incite to love and fine works, not forsaking our meeting together. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. What it means. We go to meetings primarily to worship Jehovah. But attending meetings has two additional benefits. First, you gain encouragement from your fellow believers. Second, you encourage them when you attend and participate. Romans 1, 11 and 12. What to expect. At times, your mind could wander, which may cause you to lose out on valuable instruction. Or you might feel tempted to allow your attendance to become sporadic or to let other pursuits, such as schoolwork, get in the way. What you can do. While not neglecting your schoolwork, resolve to attend meetings regularly and make it a goal to get the most out of them. Get involved by volunteering to comment. After the meeting, commend at least one person for his or her participation. Tip: Prepare in advance. Download the JW Library app and use the Meetings tab to see what will be discussed at each meeting. What your peers say. My attention span can be short, and at times I struggle to concentrate during congregation meetings. But when I prepare beforehand or take notes during the meeting, I'm able to focus on the material presented and remember it better. SIE. Need more help? Read, Why go to Christian meetings? Review, What will I need to do after baptism? Keep studying God's Word. Develop a customized program, one that isn't burdensome, but that increases your love for Jehovah. Keep praying to Jehovah. Include supplication for your needs and thanksgiving for the blessings you receive. Keep sharing your beliefs. This will deepen your faith and draw you closer to Jehovah. Keep attending Christian meetings. Make it a goal to get the most out of the meetings by paying close attention.